The Federal Reserve is starting to reduce their huge injection of funds into the market. Then why is the stock market going up?
You're listening to WDIY's Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar.
The Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke announced on Wednesday afternoon that the long-expected tapering of the Fed's money injection into the bond market will start in January. The last time the Fed chairman talked about even the possibility of tapering, the market almost crashed. This time round, the Fed chair stated that it is going to actually happen, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average has risen by more than 400 points as of this taping. What gives? Well, to start with, let's look at what the Fed is going to taper. The Fed is buying $85 billion of bonds every month. That is $1 trillion a year. And to be able to get our heads around how much $1 trillion is, just remember that our entire GDP is only $16 trillion. What does this do? Well, it basically increases liquidity at the major brokerage houses in the country to the tune of $85 billion a month. The brokerage houses experiencing this increase in their liquidity will purchase more stocks to balance their portfolio. This results in a monetary policy engineered upward push on the stock market. The policy actually worked. The stock market did rise. But many argued that its gains are artificial, and as soon as the Fed stops its injection, the stock market will crash. The market has not crashed, actually experienced a huge gain. Is this for real? How much of what we see is a knee-jerk reaction, and how much of this is due to better-than-expected economic report from the Fed? But most importantly, the stated reason for starting to taper in and as of itself should have propelled the market up. The Fed chair stated that their economic model is showing significant growth, and they have upgraded their forecast to a significantly more positive 2014. This, and not the taper story, is the real reason for the huge optimism in the market. How long this optimism is going to last? Well, who knows? It's the stock market after all. Today, the headline announcement in the Wall Street Journal was the upward revision of the third quarter GDP growth to 4.1%, which is a very healthy growth rate. If we continue to grow at this rate, we may have to start being concerned about inflation by 2015. It appears that if we cut through the clutter and concentrate basically on the numbers, the economy is starting to act as if it is really in recovery. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. For more information, visit wdiy.org.